Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
I found Donald Trump taking on the rock and roll industry. Is Miley safe? I think she might be. Anyway, we're going to switch channels right now to Fox News.
Fox News.
Hey, and we are covering a breaking story. President Donald J. Trump weighing in on musicians he doesn't like.
The disgusting, and she is disgusting, disgraceful Beyonce paid $11 million. Can you believe it? $11 million for endorsing Kamala. And she didn't even sing, not one song.
Now launching a blistering attack on the boss.
The dried prune that is Bruce Springsteen. He's a prune. He's a stone-cold loser. Born in the USA? I don't think so, folks. I don't think so. Let's see his birth certificate. Let's see it. He's a whack job, a Trump-hater. My Department of Justice will launch an immediate investigation into Beyonce, the withered prune, Bruce Springsteen, and Irish dwarf, I call him a dwarf, Bono.
And Bono is not the only Irish artist being investigated.
Ireland is now a nest of radical left musical scumbags. Scum, not only the pygmy dwarf Bono, but also younger musical terrorists. They're young, like Hozier, have you heard of him? Long hair and beard, he's a giveaway, folks. He's a nut job. Take me to church, more like take me to jail, because that's where he's going. We're going to lock him up. From today, I am placing a 1,000% tariff on the disgusting albums of Hozier.
In an unprecedented move, Trump's Department of Justice has published an Irish musical terrorist watch list, including much-loved traditional artists like Christy Moore.
The guy goes around with the word Christ in his name. Have you seen him? He hates Trump. Christy Moore will be investigated by my department. He doesn't even play an instrument. Have you seen him? He goes around with a bag, kind of made of goat skin or something. Nasty goats, like a man bag. And he hits it with a kind of a wooden spoon. He's a sick puppy.
Trump targeting much-loved Galway outfit, the Saw Doctors.
They're not even real doctors. Did you see that? They're fake. Singing about a vicious terrorist organization called the N-17, sick puppies. We're going to lock up those fake Saw Doctors.
Not just Irish artists either. Trump targeting Irish females like Imelda May.
Such a vicious woman. She's a weapon. She's a weapon of mass destruction. Johnny's got a boom boom. What's that all about? I think we know. I think we know what that's about.
And Sharon Shannon.
What's in the box? A lot of people are saying that there could be something very nasty in that box. There could be anything, you know, and in that box, suddenly, bing, bing, boom, boom, we're all dead because of Sharon Shannon's nasty box.
And Mundy.
He's even telling us when he's going to attack us. July, he says, around our Independence Day, he's a bad hombre. He likes Mexico, too. You see that? Loves Mexico.
Trump is not only going after Irish artists, he intends to jail them in the legendary rock called Alcatraz and gives us a chilling insight into their horrific punishment.
We're going to hit the Irish artists hard. We're going to torture them with something nasty, very nasty, the likes of which they've never seen before.
Fox News gained access to Alcatraz, where the horrific reality of the punishment can be heard in all its chilling, chilling glory.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.